We continue on learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Menachem Shel Yoh. We're in Bechoris Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. We continue our discussion of various mumim, various blemishes in animals. Ris Sha'al Ayin Shenikav Shenifkam Shenistak. We speak about the eyelid that has a nikav, means it's punctured, nifgam, it has a notch in it, nistak, if there's a slit in it. All these are considered a mum, and they're included in the word in the Torah. When we speak about in Vayikra, we speak about the mum of animals. One of the words we use was the word charutz. Charutz means it's cut. So this is a reference to the eye that's cut in any one of these ways is considered a mum. Harei bein of dak, the Mishnah continues. Dak, we've had in the past dokin shebaayin, which we translated as cataracts. So that's where the lens is opaque. So some claim that that's what the Mishnah means here. Harebein of Dak, there's a cataract on the eye. But others claim that's not what the Mishnah means here at all. This is like a growth of skin that's over the eye, according to some. Some claim it's a spot that's on the pupil. And that is the mum we speak about when we say Harebein of Dak. Then the Mishnah says Tivalul. Tivalul is from the word bole, like Bilulav Hashem, it means to mix. This is where there is a streak of white that goes into the iris of the eye. And the Mishnah is going to tell us that in a moment. But before we move on, it's important to recognize that Tevalul and Dak, these are not mumin that are written in the Torah in the context of animals. They're written in the context of Kohanim, who also have a list of mumin, but there's a Gzeirah Shavah, there's a link that we make between mumin of Kohanim and mumin of animals. So because these would be considered a mum for a Kohen and would disqualify the Kohen from service in the Beis HaMikdash, so too these are considered mumin blemishes for animals as well. So that's why the Einav Dak and Tevalul are included. And then the Mishnah says, Chilazon nachash ve'enav. Chilazon nachash, the chilazon is a snail. Nachash is a snake. This is referring to the same thing. We're just, the Mishnah here is speaking about where there's a growth of flesh that's covering a section of the dark part of the eye. That's considered a mum, and we call it chilazon because of its shape. And Bar Tura says, so why do you call it nachash as well? Why do you call it a snake? V'koreu nachash asui minumar kanachash, because it looks like it's spotted like a snake. And chilazon, though, both a snake and a snail are kind of the same type of shape, so that's the shape, but in terms of how what it's, it, because it looks spotted, so therefore we call it nachash, and that's considered a blemish as well. V'einav, einav, from the word like anavim, anavim are grapes, it means a berry-like shaped growth, that's also in the eye, that's considered a blemish as well. Ve'ezehu tevalul, so when the Mishnah says tevalul, that mix that we spoke about, a streak of white that's going into the iris. So Mishnah tells us, Lavan haposek basira v'nechnas bashachor. There you have where the white goes through and comes into the black section of the eye. That's considered, Bar Tanuri here says, Sira, Hainu Shura Sheba'ayin Saviv HaShachor, literally a line on the eye that goes around the black section of the eye. And then, Vimchut Lavan Yotze Min HaLavan Sheba'ayin, if there's a streak that's coming from the white into this section, V'nechas Bashachor Harev Havei Mum, that's considered a mum. But the Mishnah says, the other way, the Bashachor V'nechas Balavan, if you have a black streak that's going from the pupil and goes into the eye, across the iris into the white part of the eye, that's not a mum, no mum. Shein Mumim Balavan, we don't consider a mum where there's something into that going into that goes into the white part of the eye, which is not where, that's not the part of the eye where you see, that's giving you vision, so then that's not considered a mum. The Bar Tanur tells you why. Delav ayinu, that's not really the eye. El shuman ayin, that's considered the fat of the eye, and therefore that would not be considered a mum. Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel, Chavarvad from the word chiver in Aramaic means white. So Chavarvad, it means and there's something wrong with the eye, where there are white spots in the eye and a loss of vision because of that. Or vahamayim, or there's an excessive amount of water. The eye is constantly watering. That's also a problem, but they're both problematic when hakavuim, when they are both permanent. And the Mishnah wants to know, ezu charvarvad hakavua. Let's talk about the white these white spots, what's considered that they're kavua? So the Mishnah says, kol shashah shmonim yom, says the Tanakhama, if they've been there for these white spots, have been in the eye for 80 consecutive days, then we assume that that's kavua, and you're able to shech the bechor because of that. Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus Somer, not 80 consecutive days, but both can also shlosha pa'amim and pesoch shmonim yom. You have to check it three times within 80 days. So that means, says the Bar Tanura, b'chol estrim v'shiva yom. You have to divide 80 into 3 as best as you can. So every 27 days, shlishas man shel shmonim yom, which is approximately a third of 80 days, you're supposed to check. Bot kemoso im halacha chavavad. You have to check if these white spots have, maybe they're absent, maybe they disappeared. Vim halach. And if they disappeared, even though they may have returned, you don't count. Now you have to start your 80 count again. They wouldn't be considered permanent if they were 80 consecutive days where we're not consecutive, where you checked and you sort of was gone and they came back. So then you have to start the count again. The has to be 80 consecutive days when you know that it's consecutive days by checking it. If you didn't check it during the 80-day period, within that time period, you notice that, well, is it the beginning of 80 days? And then 80 days later, you checked it. Says Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus against the Tanakhama, that's not sufficient. Lo havamum, deshema bein time halach v'chazar. Maybe it disappeared and it returned during that time period, so you have no idea. And we follow this opinion that you would actually have to check, and if it was just there consistent for 80 days and you didn't know it was there consecutively because you didn't do the checking, then you don't have to assume it's umum. Well, so that takes care of the chavarvad to decide what's considered kavua. What about the mayim? When we spoke about the eye has this condition where it's watering constantly, what's considered mayim akavuim? So the Mishnah here is something very, a little bit complicated. Mishnah says, achal lach v'yavesh shel geshamim. So the Mishnah says like this, how do I know whether the blemish, this mum of the water in the eye is considered permanent? So, or maybe it's just temporary. So now the Mishnah says that it depends on what the animal was eating. If the bechor that has the warding of the eye, if achal lach, he ate fresh hay, lach, which is moist, aviyavesh, or dry, but shel geshamim, which means that they it was that grew in the months of the rainy season. That's what we assume is the months of Adar and the first half of Nisan. So that's the hay that we assume grew because it's at the end of the winter months of the rainy season. So during that amount of time, that's we assume if the bechor that's suffering the warding of the eye was given this fresh hay that grows during these months. So we said, once again, Adar and the first half of Nisan. And so that is one example of where we would assume it's a mum kavua. We'll have to explain why this is. And then the Mishnah has on this list as well, lach v'yavesh shel shlachim, or it had it had lach also moist, v'yavesh and dry. Shlachim is where you have to irrigate the field. So we'll go through this in the Bar Tanura where he tells us what this is all about. So it says the Bar Tanura like this, achal lach v'yavesh shel geshamim. This is where he ate moist hay or dry of the winter, after the winter months. Im hechilu l'refua. What they were doing, they saw the animal had this, this water in the eye. So they fed him this hay for refua purposes, for healing, for a cure. They gave him teven, they gave him straw, they gave him hay, v'chatzir, and a grass, lach, which grows, we said, moist in Adar and half of Nisan. V'yavesh, what's yavesh? That's where it grew in Elul. Hagadel be'elul v'chatzi tishri, that's why it's dry by then. Shel geshamim. What's geshamim mean? It doesn't mean the rainy season. It means the shegadel b'sdei beis habal. It's as opposed to what we call beis hashlachim. Shel geshamim means it's a field where the hay grew, and it grew in a place where you don't have to irrigate it in addition to the rain. The rain is considered sufficient. And then the Bar Tanura says the Mishnah is actually missing words we have to fill in. Umas nisin chisur machasev achritani. This is the way to read the Mishnah. If you fed the animal the moist, which is the Adar and Nisan, or half first half of Nisan, hey, and the dry, which is the Elul and first half of Tishrei, hey, and it had this watering of the eye after being fed this, and it's the Geshamim, hey, it's for fields that were sufficient by rainwater only, didn't need to be irrigated. Harei Zemum. But shall base hashlachim. But if it's, as the Mishnah says, lach v'yave shel shlachim, which means if it is from a field that needs to be irrigated and you fed it to him and he has this in the eye, then we don't consider the water in the eye umum. Why? And then he says, udigishamim nami, we'll get that into the second. And when it comes to rain as well, achal yaveish v'acharkach achal lach ein umum, if it ate, let's say ate the dry hay first, and then the moist hay afterwards, that's not a mum. Acheyochal yavesh achar halach. It has to be where he eats the dry hay after the moist hay. And then the Mishnah says, achal hayavesh v'achar kach achal halach. You ate the dry and then the moist. Ain't a mum. Acheyochal hayavesh achar halach. Until it's not considered a mum until you eat the yavesh after the lach, the dry after the moist. So to summarize the Mishnah, a little bit confusing. It basically means like this. How do you know if it has this extra excessive water in the eye? How do you know it's a mum? Is when you feed it, you give it this refuah, you give it, and you give the refuah the type of hay in the proper order, the type of proper hay in the proper order, and it's still watering, so then the refuah is not working, that's a permanent mum. But if you did it in the wrong order, you gave the wrong refuah, or you did it in the wrong order, so there's no proof that that's considered a mum, you didn't give the antidote properly. So what needs to be done? So number one, it has to be from a field, the hay you're feeding him has to be from a field that doesn't need extra irrigation. Rainwater is sufficient, that would be called geshamim. And number two, it has to be in the order of first lach and then yavesh. First the hay from the moist months, which is Adar in the first half of Nisan, and only afterwards the dry hay, which is that which grew in Elul and the first half of Tishrei. If you give it in the opposite order, so it would be no good. And if you get it from Beis HaShlachim, which is a field that needs to be irrigated, so that's not considered a mum either, because you didn't give the proper refuah. Who knows? Had you done it properly and give it from the right place, it would have been healed. Now, Bar Tuna adds on from the Gemara more than this. Then he says, "V'tzarech sheyochal mehem lo pachos mikrogeres b'chol su'udu su'udu kol shlosha chodashim." First of all, you have to give him not less than the size of a dried fig in each and every su'udah that you're feeding him all of those 3 months from Adar from the end of the spring until the end of the summer. First of all, the beginning of the meal. Ula'achar sheshasa, and he has to drink first. V'lo yiyeh kafus b'shas she'ochel asavim halal rufua. Nor can the animal be tied down when he's eating. That's also not going to check, and you won't know it's a mum. V'lo yiyeh yechidi el chaverov. You shouldn't be eating alone. You should be eating with his friends. B'sadeh, you should be eating in a field. V'lo sochir, and not within the city. V'mshubu kol atanoim halal v'lo nisrape. If you fulfilled all of these conditions and he still wasn't healed, only then have a mum. Do we consider a mum only then? V'shochat el olav, and then you can shecht it and eat.